That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I hope everyone is happy and well. I do want to remind you that this is a call-in show, and I want to get the number for you. One second. I know it's 888. Oh, dear. Well, it disappeared on my screen. 888-627-6008. So sorry for that. So tonight we're going to talk about going from being asleep to awake and beyond that. And my show is really one that wants to dig out the truth everywhere and anywhere and bring it to you, both off the planet and on. So we offer practical guidance for living a healthy and happy and benevolent life. We provide a platform for those who wish to speak to us from the other dimensions and realities, and Frank St. James is very, very good at that. And we celebrate our emergence into a multidimensional personality and our reconnection to the rest of creation, all that we've been going through in 2020, the COVID as well as the election, is to help reconnect us to the rest of creation. We've got to remind ourselves that our love, light, and sense of humor will carry us through into an adventure, and we're going through an adventure right now and beyond. It's forever. And we are bringing information about the truth of our eternal nature, the origin, the ultimate purpose, and the future of the human race as we walk in this body that we created, chose, and manifested on the planet Earth. I am wishing you happy and healthy holidays, a wonderful Thanksgiving, and a very peaceful New Year. May all beings on Earth be insulated and protected from all harm. And may all of those who wish to explore the expansion of their consciousness be helped by all of those benevolent beings who can help them. And BBS Radio is a good place to start because we have so many benevolent beings who are helping everyone from asleep to awake and beyond. So we're discussing anything and everything that's been going on through 2020. I'd love you to call in and ask me a question. I also want to tell you about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is Thursday. And although it will be different this year, I want you to remember to be thankful not only for what you have at this present time, but for what's been given you through this year. Many of us have been through turmoil. We've had our security change. We've had our same old change, and some of us are floundering. And one of my things that I always say that some people get annoyed with is go within. Your answer is within, and that's where you're going to find your strength and your truth. And this year, as we go into 2021, I want to remind you of two things. One, it's the year of expansion. And what I mean by that is that we are going to expand knowledge. We are going to expand what we can do with ourselves, find new talents, and we're going to expand our connection to the universe. And the other part of this year, this coming year, is critical choice. Critical choice is very, very important because whatever you choose is going to be your lifeline for the rest of your life. This is a very important time. We are going through two eclipses. One is this Monday. It's at 8 degrees Gemini, and it represents endings, things lost, as well as brings us the seeds for new beginning. And the other one is in December, and it's a new moon eclipse. It's a lunar eclipse. I believe it's at 18 degrees Sagittarius. And that one represents adventure, new ways of thinking, new ways of being, and expression. Sagittarius is the gutsy sign. Sagittarius is the sign that goes out and exploring everything, just like my dog. I was going to say my dog loves to go outside and run in the fields. So remember, you're a light worker, and so the light beings have your back. That's the important thing to remember, to love and support you as you walk through a most difficult path this next decade. We are coming into a very trying temptation, especially with patience, decade. The first part of the decade will be pretty dark as the things shift and change. But as you go through the second part of the decade, that's when the light will come in strong. A lot of the darkness will have been removed, and we can go forward with a new consciousness and a new light. What's exciting for me is that in December, Saturn changes signs. That's always powerful, but it goes from Capricorn to Aquarius. Now, Capricorn represents businesses, government, and I guess you would say the higher people, the higher echelons people. which have established a living situation that has not been comfortable for the lower people. And they have to have that change. So that's why we've had the destruction before reconstruction. And Aquarius represents air, airflow, freedom, the future. A lot of good doctors that we have are Aquarians. A lot of good research scientists and astronomers are Aquarians. They seek the future. So that's what we're coming into. And I'm very excited about how that's going to be. The other thing that's changing, and I think it's in January sometime, is Pluto. Now, Pluto is the dark planet. Some people don't call it a planet any longer, but we've always called it a planet in astrology. And it represents sex, death, and reincarnation, and everything that represents karma, because reincarnation has a lot to do with karma. And I do want to tell you that I do write out your karma if you ask me to. And you can go to my website and order that. We're having a special starting December 1st where the karma report is half price if you order more than one. And it's been wonderful because the parents will order it for their children. And it gives them a wonderful example of what the hidden talents are in their children and how they will go through their life, because it brings your past lives in and talks about what you were very good at in your past life, and that will help you in this life. I want to say something else about COVID. COVID is not going to be here much longer, and I do believe that's partially because of the vaccine, but it's going to disappear just like some of the others did. Not that it isn't here, but it'll be similar to smallpox and polio and all that. We won't have to worry. We won't have to be locked down. We won't have to suffer so many horrible deaths. Or after effects of COVID. I understand that they're finding that it does have after effects. So we have to deal with all this, and it's been very trying. And what we're going to do is conquer it and go forward. And so, therefore, you really have to trust the universe and know that a new world is coming. There are two timelines that are playing out on the new Earth right now. There's a loud timeline that's breeding hate, lust, control, and violence. And you can see it out there with the shouting, the acting out, and the getting louder. And the destruction of cities and businesses and breaking windows and setting fires. I understand they just sent the National Guard into El Paso, Texas, because of all the deaths there. But I also understand that people have been bringing people over from Mexico into El Paso to up the count on the COVID. And I don't know why somebody would do that, but that has been going on. That's why El Paso is getting so overflowing with the dead bodies. It's very sad what's going on. So this is the dark side of the moon. Now, the other side is quieter, softer, and gentler. And you might ask yourself, is it really there? I can't see it. I don't feel quiet and soft and gentle. There's been too much turmoil in my life. All I can see are dark clouds and fear. Yes, it's there. And it's very busy doing its work. Because the light is erasing the darkness, the light is erasing the darkness, which is fighting and struggles as it goes down. As the darkness lifts off the earth, it gets louder and louder. It's like throwing water on the wicked witch. You can't destroy me. I will get louder and make you believe I'm getting bigger and more threatening. But the light is holding steady and getting brighter. This higher timeline of light, love, and unity, freedom, choice, calmness, abundance, and expansion is here for you to enter into January 1, 2021. It's a very important day. And this year, New Year's resolutions will be more important than anything. Sit down and write out what you desire for 2021. And not just winning a lottery. Go into yourself and find in your consciousness that which you can contribute to the earth plane and contribute to your life. And don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Don't fear that it won't happen, because it will. Then you will come into your own expansion. And it's the year of expansion, and it's the year of critical choice. So one choice is, please don't go back into the fear of, oh, this will never happen, because it will. It will. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. The number to call in if you'd like to ask a question is 888-627-6008. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing week of November 23rd through November 29th, 2020. A Pisces moon on Sunday and Monday is a gentle way to move into the USA Thanksgiving holiday week. A calm and quiet stargazing sky makes this week a great time to express gratitude and turn ordinary days into blessings. A Mercury-Neptune trine on Monday brings a soft day when it's easy to be passive and relaxed. Movies and meditation are supported. Spiritual conversations and opening up to your intuitive abilities are also favored. Meld into your imagination and be creative. Preparing for your Thanksgiving feast can be very fulfilling. On Tuesday and Wednesday, the moon is in impatient Aries. Watch your speed of driving and watch out for people who are in a hurry to cut in front of you. Don't be in a hurry with your cooking and slow down with any household mechanical appliances. Be careful of sharp objects as well. The USA Thanksgiving Day on Thursday the 26th has the moon in Aries until evening, which is good for people who like sporting events. Take some quiet time to listen to your inner voice and make a list of the blessings and abundance that you have enjoyed, both this year and in your life. On Black Friday, the moon is in Taurus, suggesting the purchase of durable goods or items that have a lasting value. A once-a-year Venus-Uranus opposition can bring a financial windfall or unexpected changes in your love life. This Uranus aspect continues into Saturday. However, Neptune turns direct on Saturday, coming out of its five-month nap, which can bring tired drivers on the road. This energy is right in harmony with the opening of the holiday season, when for the rest of the year, you can steer your boat down the Nile, the River Denial, and feel like life is just a dream. Sunday is the dark of the moon prior to Monday's lunar eclipse in Gemini. You can plan on quick conversations, short projects, and keeping yourself busy and on the move. Now it's time to plan, shop, and decorate for the holidays. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Be sure to follow me on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back with you tonight. The number to call in is 888-627-6008. And I can answer any question that you'd like, but we are talking about something for the history books. And we're talking about the fact that next year is a year of critical choice as well as a year of expansion. And you are invited to grow in your mastery next year, to realize that you do have an energy inside. And that energy will bring you results when you work with it. And that's when you sit, take a deep breath, go within, and listen to your higher self. Listen to that voice within. As you do that, you can ask questions. It's like you could ask me a question. You can ask your body a question, and your body will give you the answer. It always does. You know how you can prove that to yourself? Did you ever have a lost animal or lost keys? These are the two things that I work with all the time with people. When you go within and hold your hand out for the keys and ask spirit to drop it in your hand and you sit there. You have to sit there for a few minutes and allow the energies to work. And you start feeling the keys in your hand. And I use my right hand. You're going to find those keys, and you're going to find them within 24 hours, if not sooner. If you don't find the keys, if they don't drop, that could mean that you've lost them and that they're out of the house, or they're not around you. But you can do it, and you can also do it with your animals. If you close your eyes and ask your animal to tell you where they are, it's almost like having a chip or having a GPS on the animal. You can see where they are. Try it. Of course, you can't badmouth it and say, oh, it'll never work. I'm not going to try that. You need to try it and relax your body and see what happens. So with the vibration of the air of Aquarius, with the energy air, and with the shift, many light beings from the other realms with the power of light, love, and balance will come. And they will help hundreds and thousands of you. They give you the power of light to work with them and to clear this planet of any negative energies. If you could see the volume and bright magnitude and magnificence of this light, it would blow your mind. They are here and they are lifting energy, and they have been working for years, but very, very hard in 2020 to lift the negativity. And everything that's happened has come from the thoughts of other people and from the darkness of the energies. So it's time to walk away from that, even though you may feel challenged, because it is evident that the light will win and that the light always wins. And I'm sure you know that. Now, this light is working behind the scenes. When we got bogged down with COVID last February, I was in Texas, and I knew I was moving to New Hampshire, and it got delayed because of COVID. So what did I do? I wrote a book, and the book that I wrote is called Backstage. Now, I do admit that I had been working on the book for about 2 years, but I finished it, and I got it out. And now the backstage, the scenes are working. Because the energy is backstage, just behind the scenes. And it might be hard for you to believe this because you don't see it. But the light energy is constantly there. And the mantle, the darkness, the sleep that you have been in for eons, is very dark and destructive. And it's being removed in a way that won't damage your psyche. It will not bring you into the dark, depressed state. You are not really seeing the light while it works to dissolve and remove this dense and dangerous energy and lift you from smothering darkness. The heaviness is being broken down and exposed one chunk at a time. So as we go through next year, you will start to have thoughts and desires about how to change your life to be positive. What you're going to need to do for work, what you're going to need to do for your family. And we all know that family comes first. It has to, as it should. And we're having trouble with mental illness during this time because people are afraid, and they're afraid that none of this will lift, and they're afraid of losing. And I know that in December, some people are going to face they're not paying their rent and fear their housing. I'm hoping that there can be a lift for that too. You don't see the dismantling, but you see the physical results. This is what brings you stress, anxiety, and feeling of being out of control. But be aware that beings of light are strung out all over the planet, and they are in the process of dismantling the darkness. You can't see these beings because they are very energetic. They take this light and move it along. They're shining it where it's needed, on some of the darkest forces. Excuse me. You need to accept this energy, and it's going to shift into another higher path. It's very exciting. And we see so many people running around We have what's called fake news. We have everybody pointing the finger at everybody else instead of saying, what can we do to lift this? What can we do to change the destruction in the cities? We have to stand up. It's critical choice. It's time not to let a steamroller roll over you. It's time to stand up and say, out of my way. You just can't do that anymore. I know that it's a challenge, but this is what we need to do. Actually, Spirit says to withdraw, go within, and pray. And I think their prayers are very, very important and that they work. And we've forgotten, some of us have forgotten how to pray and how to call on Spirit to guide us. But every time you call on Spirit, it comes. So, it's not going to play, it's not going to leave, and you have the choice to believe this. And you can stand against the darkness, which is what I just explained to you. The year 2021, whatever you believe you will get almost instantly. For example, say it's time to celebrate and the people are using fireworks. A baby in your house is afraid and it screams and it cries and it kicks with fear. You do all you can to comfort the baby, telling the baby that it's just loud popping noise and will eventually stop. You hold and comfort the baby, saying, you are safe. It's only fireworks. You are safe. This is what's happening in the world as you exit 2020 and move into the new decade. And let me tell you something. As you exit 2020, it's going to be very, very loud out there. We have some things happening in December that many people will not like. We have change coming, both in our higher offices of government as well as in the corporations and businesses and technology. A lot of change is coming. The noise is very loud, but no matter how loud it gets or how big it seems, the fireworks will eventually stop. The noise will come to an end, and then you'll be safe. Millions of people have accepted this wave of energetic light. Like you, these people are light workers, way showers, warriors, healers, and star seeds. You join beings of light already working on behalf of peace. Peace, balance, and health. You are in a tightly knit line walking toward the density of the dark line, and you have the power and strength to hold this light. The darkness will grow bigger and get louder as you approach it, but keep walking forward, bringing more and more light while you repeat the mantra, you cannot do anything to me. I am a warrior of light. You cannot do anything to me. I am a warrior of light. That's very, very powerful and very, very strong. I am protected by the light. I walk in the light. I am filled with light. I am surrounded with light. I am in the light. I am. The more you acknowledge the darkness, the stronger you will become. Yes, I see you. Yes, I hear you. You're loud and obnoxious, but you're not going to trick me anymore. Millions of you are telling the darkness, I am not afraid of you. I do not allow you to have power over me. I take back my power and my choices. I choose to walk with the light. Like the water on the Wicked Witch, you are melting. Here are some more light facts, and here's a constant stream. You will not play out. You will not win. It's not going to play out, the fears that you're so worried about, like losing the country, changing the Constitution, making us slaves, and making us do things that we would never do, nor would they have their children do. That's the powers that be. It's all changing. Thank goodness. And it's been very historic. Never before have we seen such turmoil, and never before have we been so confused and so upset. There's a lot that people have lost, their housing, their security, their jobs. It has to stop. If we rise up together using the light, it will stop. Luckily, there are thousands of light workers that are working to do that very thing. Prayer helps. The light is here. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Now it's time to take a break. We have to have a station break, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
Finding my way under wide open sky, I feel new friends in the morning air. Sunrise is warming the mountainside, promising me that you'll be there. Oh, let me run up the mountainside. Something like a first light is bursting inside. Suddenly I know that you can't ever hide from me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. Oh, who got my breath going right from the start? Of your time, unless I spread my arms wide, how will I know your heart is with mine, unless I feel you so deep inside? Oh, who makes my voice and the ocean to swell? Who turns the seasons into stories to tell? Who climbs the light ladders in you Every stone, every star is made and unmade in thee. Oh, you are everywhere all around me. You are everywhere all around me. You are everywhere and everywhere do I see. Oh, I love you everywhere all around me. I can feel you.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was William Vitalis with It's Everywhere, Everywhere, All Around Us. And I hope that you're experiencing the wonderful deepening of these new, wonderful energies that are coming. The crystallization of integration is what we're going through. And we have to look forward and not back. That's true. We're crossing a bridge to equality. And we are not going to go into socialism. We are not going to go into communism. We are going to keep our constitution. And we are the freest country in the world. We are the wealthiest country in the world. And we need to stay that way. We are having a shift towards what's called collective leadership. And I think that's very, very interesting. Because we are going to start relying on ourselves. There are some people that are very small-minded, and they don't have a clue of what's going on in this country or with the people and some of the people they rule over. Now we're going to blend our actions with our inner knowing. And when you blend your action with your inner knowing, then you're on the right road. It's a powerful emotion. Love is much, much stronger, and indifference cannot be the standard response for so many, simply because there is doubt of what they really feel. We're afraid to feel our feelings. We don't know what to do with anger. So instead of our anger at ourselves, we point the finger to somebody else to get the anger feeling away from us, and that's called sharpening the ego. And that's also called transference. When you take your anger and put it onto someone else, you're not really free. You're just hurting another person and not looking at yourself. And the lost karma on that will bring you back the harshness that you're giving out 10 times over. So you really want to think about what you can do. The most important things this year are going to be love, money, and health. And they are the three things that the physical body deems important at this time. And they are the foundations of life. And all three of them are in flux. All three of them are like a wire that's been cut away from the telephone pole and falling on the street, and the sparks are flying all over the place. They're not directed. Because of the panic of the virus. That's what the virus has done. And in many ways, that fear has been enhanced by the way it's been handled by the media, not by the government, but by the media. The media has created the fear by the way that they're reporting a lot of inaccuracies. They've created the fear. But there's a reason that the Earth has existed for so long and that it's now in a divided balance. And it's not anything that we could override. This has to happen. It has to happen so that the Earth can be lifted from duality into something more concrete with the higher forces and the love of the divine. What I would like to see is you'd be able to sit and visualize what you need and have it come to you. But that takes a lot of doing and a lot of meditation. So the original creation was in balance years ago, but logical perspective has slowly eroded that balance. Science is not better or more powerful than the mystical. Fear of the unknown has caused the power of the divine to be regarded as a myth. So we need to bring science and spirituality together, which everybody has been saying for eons. But the harmony that was set in place in the beginning of the earth is now blending in with the technology of the present world. So the world can't remain the way that it's been going. It has to change and grow in many ways, but our minds cannot fathom this. The Book of Revelation describes events that are occurring now from the view of the world of thousands of years ago, where things will evolve in the near future, will be beyond anything that we can comprehend. And let me tell you something. Some of it may shock you. Some of it may feel like your world has been yanked away. But over time, and not much time, you're going to see that this all had to happen to expose the truth and to shift the responsibility, the actions, and the flow meaning the harmony, the flow, the abundance, into a more balanced deal. So that's where we are. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And we are talking about what's coming down. If you want to call in, we have a few more minutes. It's 888-627-6008. Now we're getting ready for the meditation. Next week will be the week that everybody will be, weekend, will be Thanksgiving weekend, and we're going into Black Friday and Internet Monday. So I'm sure that you're going to enjoy that. And I do hope that everybody has a wonderful time. And I do hope that everybody feels a love that's greater. Greater than what you've been feeling. It's always good to be with other people, and it's always good to be called handsome or beautiful or I'm glad to see you. Very, very important. I do see that there is a call coming in, so we're going to extend the show just a minute to bring this call in. And then we're going to go into some music by Elizabeth Hepburn. It's called And Peace Begins. The beautiful song. But I have Christine from Connecticut. Hello, Christine, are you there?
I'm here, and I was listening to the program and paying attention to the lifting of the darkness and the
yes.
light.
Yes.
And anyway, you know, sometimes I feel like everything is going south in my
yep.
life now. It's like, you know, I'm going to walking towards something or expecting something, and everything is in now complications.
Well, you know, your moon is in Leo. I mean, your sun is in Leo, and it's at the very beginning of Leo. So your reward is going to be around New Year's Day. The moon is in Leo on New Year's Day. And I see that is going to be that last week in December will be when you feel a big positive shift. And that's good. Did you have a specific direction?
Yeah, well, I have some things I'm expecting, you know, projects to come to pass, and then some problems to be resolved, and the only
okay.
thing I find is complications, and
absolutely.
One is work-related, and the other one is, yeah, related
so,
to business.
Now, this is
know.
What I want you to do, Christine. We have an eclipse on Monday the 30th. It's
yes.
an eclipse of endings. So I want you to start writing your positive affirmations starting tonight. Thank you, Spirit, for settling this matter. And then write the way you want it settled, whether it's a relationship or work. Thank you, Spirit, for having my project accepted. Thank you, Spirit, for settling this matter. You don't have to be specific, or you can be, whatever you want to do, and bringing me forth that which I need. And let Spirit do it. And watch what happens that first week in December. If you do this work with a journal every night before you close your eyes, see the outcome. Visualize what you want to have, especially with your job, with work. If there's an anchor with somebody, surround them with a pink light and then a gold light. And if it's a relationship, have a talk in your mind with that person and work it out in your mind. Don't get all crazy and frustrated and take your fist and hit the pillow because you're so angry. That you've got to let go of. Get rid of that energy and trust and watch what happens. Then let me know.
Okay, I will, definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Have a nice holiday. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. So we are going to close now, and next week we'll probably have Frank St. James on with us for the Thanksgiving weekend and to enter into the month of December as we enter holiday season. You will find after the Monday eclipse that things will get brighter and lighter because December should be a happy month for people. And like Christine was asking, everybody's having frustrations and blocks to their good. Do the exercise that I gave to her for yourself and watch what happens. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your meditation, and I'll see you next week.
Choices every day when peace pieces, ours we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you, it's up to me.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow, and it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As a widening flame engulfs the center of your heart,
Feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now immersed with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the death of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the 5th dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.